Johnson County Central wrestler Eric Prado won a state championship in Nebraska last week. And with that, he's also our Jim Hughes Real Estate Kameland Male Athlete of the Week, one of them. He's with us now to talk about his state championship run. Eric, how are we doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, we appreciate you taking time to chat with us. I know we're now like 48 hours removed the time we speak, but you are a state champion. How does that sound? How does that feel?
It feels really good. I feel amazing. Since I've worked so hard for it, it just feels good to have a title under my belt.
Yeah, speak to, you put in a lot of work to get to this point. The wrestling season itself is such a grind, and I'm sure you worked in the off season to prepare for it as well, to win that state title. How do you put into words how gratifying it is?
I mean, it's just, I put in a lot of work, and I'm like grateful for all the opportunity I get, and I'm just grateful for it all.
Yeah, so let's talk about your state tournament run. You end up topping the field there in Class C, 113. Take us through your tournament and how you were able to do it.
I was really focused throughout the whole tournament. I was just trying to keep my cool, be calm, be collective, just not try to worry about the last match. I was just taking one match at a time, trying to work out and just be calm.
First couple of matches were, I don't know if easy is the right word, because they're still wrestling matches. They're never easy, but you picked up pins to move on. What do you recall about, those wins early on in the tournament?
It just got me kind of rolling those two first matches. I came out with those pins, and I was like, it just got me ready, excited, and I was on a roll.
Yeah, and then, you get to the final couple of rounds and you have a decision win in the semifinals. You get to the finals, you have another tight win. Take me through those matches. What do you feel like that you did well?
I think on my semis match, right out the gate, I definitely got to my offense pretty well. I was being aggressive, being quick, and I just got that first takedown, first period, and it kind of sealed the deal. And on my finals match, I was a little slow at the start, trying to get my openings right, and then got to that second period. I got a little low single, stuck a leg in, and just got my three right there.
Eric Prado of Johnson County Central, a Nebraska State Wrestling Champion, and our Jim Hughes Real Estate Kameland Male Athlete of the Week. That finals match, tight match, so obviously you got to be on your toes the entire time. Take me through, kind of the final seconds of that match, and, what's going through your head as you realize that you're about to become a state champion?
Those last few seconds, I was like, I'm up 4-2, It was kind of like either just played safe, which is what I did. I didn't want to risk anything happening, so I just had to play it safe, too, a little stalling around there.
The year before you had been to state, I know maybe not quite the outcome you had aspired, but you got on the medal stand. In what ways maybe had the experiences of, last year, had they prepared you, for this state tournament and for this run that you just went on?
Last year, like you said, I didn't get quite what I wanted, but last year definitely prepared me for a lot. I was really disappointed after that, so I took it personal, and I just came out, worked as hard as I could all year round, and I came for it.
And you'd had a chance to see, firsthand what it takes to win state titles. Your sister Joseline did it three times, I believe, during her career there at Johnson County Central. Talk about, watching her go and accomplish that. I imagine only made you want this for yourself even more.
Yeah, being around that environment, having a sister that you can kind of look up to, and you kind of just like you're thinking about it, like, dang, I really want to do it. So, kind of just followed in her footsteps. She worked pretty hard for what she got, and I'm proud of her because of that. Because once you have that kind of momentum in your family, you kind of just gotta like do the same thing.
Yeah, when you look back on this run that you just had, What are going to be kind of the lasting moments or memories that stand out to you?
I mean, definitely hanging out with my guys there, Caden McDonald and Juan Aguilar. They're definitely some tough fellas. You know, Caden, he's a tough kid right there. He's just tough. He's strong. He's built for the sport. And Juan, he's just a freshman, so he definitely has a lot more to come. You know, it was fun spending those days with him.
Eric Prado, Johnson County Central state champion there in Nebraska. Eric, appreciate the time. Congratulations on an awesome season and winning a state title. And I wish you the best of luck going forward as well.
Thank you.